Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Aaron Dodson, and you're listening to the Give Me Understanding podcast. Psalm 119, verse 34 describes this podcast: "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart." This is the 10-minute overview of the book of Numbers. It's challenging to summarize any book of the Bible in 10 minutes, and that is certainly true of Numbers. Let's say you're picking it up for the first time, or you haven't looked at it or read it in quite a long time. Let me begin by giving you a 3-point overview of the book. Numbers has 36 chapters. Chapters 1 through 12, basically you have preparation for the journey. You have the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai, and they are making preparations for the journey that's before them as they go toward the promised land. Second main part, chapters 13 through 20, you have the wilderness wanderings. The people, because they did not believe God, because they did not express obedient faith, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. That's chapters 13 through 20, or those years are summarized in those chapters. Then the third part, chapters 21 through 36, might call it On to Victory. On to Victory, chapters 21 through 36. So most of the events that are recorded in this book occurred in the second and the fourth year of that period. From what I can tell, there are only two events from the other 38 years that are told. You've got Korah and that event, and then Aaron's rod. Those are the only two events from that period of time recorded in those 38 years that are told. Now, Numbers 1 verse 1 through chapter 10 verse 11 is a period of about 21 days. Chapter 10 verse 11 through 33:38 is a period of 38 years. And then from Numbers 33 through the next book, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 3, you've got a period of about 6 months. So keep that in mind. The text starts off, Numbers chapter 1 verse 1, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying these things." So that means this beginning part of the book is 1 month after the erection of the tabernacle and about 3 weeks prior to their leaving Mount Sinai. In order to appreciate this book, I've done this with each 10-minute overview. Let's consider very quickly the purpose of the book and some key words. I think the purpose of the book of Numbers, it was intended originally to remind the younger generation of the unbelief of their parents, and also to call them to faithfulness as they were headed toward the promised land, or as they were about to enter. And Deuteronomy picks up with this idea. Consider these key words that will help you to understand truly the book of Numbers is about the wilderness wanderings. Okay, so first off, you know, the word numbers is derived from the idea of the numbering of the people, the census that was took, etc. And then the mighty men that were prepared for battle and all those kinds of things. Key words. The word Lord is used 402 times. Offering, 269. Israel, 236, Moses, 235, land, 115, tabernacle, 105, Aaron, 101. The word numbered is used 85 times. Congregation, used 75. Word tribe is used 83 times. So, the Lord, Israel, the land, the tabernacle, Aaron, the priesthood, offerings, Moses and his leadership, the nation, the numbering of the people being organized, etc., the congregation and the tribes. These are the main ideas. This book is called In the Wilderness in the Hebrew Bible. In the English Bible, it is called Numbers. So it's a book of wanderings. And so you've got the people of God wandering around, living and doing things that they should not be doing because they are the people of God, but instead they are living lives of unbelief. You could actually go back to Exodus chapter 19 through Numbers 10. 2 months after leaving Egypt, the nation has arrived at Sinai. Keeping in mind that God had promised Abraham that his seed would inherit the land of Canaan. The year at Sinai was a time of preparation for Israel as God positioned the nation for the fulfillment of the promises that God made to Abraham, Genesis 12, verse 7. There are four things that are accomplished during this time period, and the student of the Bible is careful to keep this in mind. During this period of time, the law of God was given, the pattern for the tabernacle was given, and the tabernacle was constructed. The pattern for the priesthood and the sacrificial system was revealed, and then the nation was numbered and it was organized. God wanted his people to be prepared, to be organized. He did not want them in any other kind of condition. So the book of Numbers opens 1 month after they have erected the tabernacle and with 3 weeks remaining prior to their leaving there. In Numbers chapter 1 through 10, the nation is numbered and organized. They make some final preparations before departing and embarking toward Canaan. We learn from Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 1 through 3 that it was 11 days journey. They could have made this trek from Egypt to the promised land in about 11 days, but they didn't. They constantly wandered because of their unbelief. During these times, God was emphasizing the principles of being following him after his pattern and the orderliness that he had given them. He gives them the pattern for their encampment around the tabernacle, the placement of the three families of Levi around the tabernacle, and the responsibilities in connection to the tabernacle. He gives them the law of restitution involving an offense against a brother, and how to ascertain truth regarding an adulteress. A lot of things in the book of Leviticus and in Numbers, the Nazirite vows, inducting the Levites into the service, a supplementary Passover in the second month for those that were hindered from participating in the regular Passover by ceremonial uncleanness or absence because they were traveling or other things. The role of trumpets and assemblies and marches and wars and festivals and sacrificial offerings. God had a pattern for all these things. In chapter 7 of Numbers, you've got a lengthy discussion that contrasts the redemptive spiritual emphasis of the Bible with material considerations. He gives, you know, the 55 verses here, the 79 of the 89 verses, I should say, of this chapter devoted to dedicatory offerings for the altar by the princes, representing each of the 12 tribes. Each offering was identical and is described in the same manner with one slight alteration in Numbers 7, verse 19. In addition to a silver dish, a silver bowl, and a gold spoon, each offering consisted of 3 burnt offerings, 17 peace offerings, 1 sin offering. And they were offered on 12 consecutive days. And here's the thing. These sacrifices pointed to sin and redemption, which is the core of the Bible from Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, all the way to the end of Revelation, Revelation 22, 21. And so this time that they're at Sinai is a time of preparation. And then also the other part is the part of unbelief. Israel had a murmuring spirit. Numbers 10, verse 29, they spurned God's grace. You have Miriam and Aaron's sin. You've got the rebellion of Korah. You even have Moses' disobedience in Numbers chapter 20. And oh, how our hearts break when we think about Moses not being able to go into the promised land. But let me give you this before I close. Another outline that I have found useful. The theme of this contrasts in this book man's failure but God's faithfulness. And if you take anything away from that, I think as you read Numbers, you'll get that. Man's failure, but God's faithfulness. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 9:14, they're at Sinai obeying the Lord. 9:15 through 12:16, to Kadesh, tempting the Lord. Chapters 13 and 14, they're at Kadesh, rebelling against the Lord. 15:1 through 20, verse 13, they're in the wilderness learning from the Lord. And then 20, verse 14, through chapter 36, verse 13, the very end, they're in Moab, a new beginning from the Lord. So during the time at Sinai, they're numbering the soldiers, they're organizing the tribes, they're assigning the duties, they're learning about how to purify the people and dedicate the temple, how to celebrate the Passover. And while they're going toward Kadesh, they're tempting the Lord. The camp is marching, the people are complaining, Aaron and Miriam are criticizing Moses. When they're at Kadesh, they're rebelling against the Lord. They're exploring the promised land, but they're without faith. They give a bad report. They refuse to claim the land. They turn away from the land. And in the wilderness, though, from chapter 15 through 20, basically, they're learning from the Lord about sacrifices and authority and responsibility, purity, humility. And when they're in Moab at the very end of this book, they have a new beginning from the Lord, new victories, new priest, new dangers, a new generation, new regulations, a new leader, new commitment to the law, a new commitment to battle, and new laws for the new land. Now, I know that's a ton of information, but what I just did was give you a summary, an overview of the book. And I grabbed a couple, two or three different overviews or outlines that I have used, kind of crammed them all together to give you 10 minutes. Well, it's been 12 minutes. It's super hard to do 10 minutes. Maybe I need to change it to 12-minute overviews. All right. If you benefited from this, I encourage you to share it with others. Thank you for tuning in to the Give Me Understanding podcast, and we'll catch you next time.